Welcome to this episode of PageCast at Kingsmead, brought to you by Jonathan Ball Publishers. I'm Kelly Ansara, and I have the pleasure of being joined at our Book Fair studio by Kholeka Potuma. Kholeka is a multi-award-winning theatre practitioner, writer, and poet. Her work tackles themes such as sexuality, gender, race, and politics. Her best-selling debut poetry collection, Collective Amnesia, received the Glenna Luchet Prize for African Poetry and one of the best books of the year by the Sunday Times and Quartz Africa. In 2022, Potuma was awarded the Standard Bank Young Artist Award and First Time Award for Poetry. Amazing. To say I'm excited to be here with you today is an understatement, so welcome.
Thank you.
I'm going to start by asking you what the last book you read and what will be the next book you read after that.
Ooh, the last book I finished. What was the last book I finished? Okay, I can tell you what I'm currently reading. I'm reading Detransition Baby by Tori Peters. Mm-hmm. And I'm also kind of reading Braiding Sweetgrass by Robin. I actually can't remember what was the last book I read. Yeah.
That's perfect. Yeah. Detransition Baby has taken the literary world by storm. Racking up awards, talking about a topic that I think hasn't really been shown as it should be in books.
Yeah.
So it's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of it as well. So as a seasoned author, or poet, should we say in this case, what do festivals like Kingsmead mean to you and our local literary community?
Sure. Like, they mean a lot. I mean, I think it's an opportunity for a lot of South African authors to connect with South African readers and also just get a chance to like see the people who read the work and be in the same room and share the work, especially like for someone like me who draws a lot of inspiration and references like from the context that is South Africa. Yeah, it means a lot to read in festivals, South African festivals, and to be here and to just share the work. It means a lot. Mm. Yeah,
I also think it's important. Poetry is such a beautiful literary device that I think not many people get to grapple with unless they're at school, university, or doing some sort of education element. And to do it for pleasure is, or to read it for pleasure is such a great, great positive opportunity to interact with it. And I think, do you feel quite empowered by presenting your work to children as they would be or school-going kids at Kingsmead today?
This is my first time at Kingsmead, actually. So I don't know what to expect in terms of audience, but I'm excited. I think, like, young people are the smartest, and it's always so great to be able to share space with them and share work, because I think the feedback there and how they are is so honest. So to just have that honest presence is all somebody can ask for, I guess. But also this new collection is for young adults and teens. So I'm excited. I'm excited for that too, because I've been sharing the work with an older audience. So to finally share this book with the audience that it was intended for, I'm excited to see what that's going to be. I hope they don't, like completely hate it. But yeah.
I think it's very impossible to hate your work. So I'm incredibly biased. So obviously We Hate Everything, We Need to Start Again is the new collection. Can you tell us more about it than you have from the previous answer? But like, was the process more in-depth than your first? Was this one lighter? Did you enjoy this one more than the previous one? Was it cathartic? However, the process was put together to get this gorgeous collection together.
So this book kind of happened by accident. I was asked to do a picture book for 5 to 7s or 4 to 7s, and the publishers felt like there was a gap in the market for poetry for teens and young adults. And so they asked if I would be interested to write this book. So I think I approached it like a project, and I was approaching 2021, and it took me from 2021 till the beginning of this year to finish it. And it was fun, it was challenging. I had to think about what I would have liked to read when I was 14, 15, 16. And also, like, the first time I picked up a pen to write anything, I was 14 years old. So I just had to go back to that younger self, but also realizing that the world has changed so much since I was in high school. And so, whatever my struggles or discoveries were back then are not necessarily what young people are going through now. So I did a lot of workshops. I sat with a lot of young people, and we talked. We talked everything from religion to politics to sexuality and gender and the education system and how they feel about everything. And I took notes and I wrote and I read articles and I watched series. Watched a lot of series with young people in it, Euphoria. I watched another series, a German series called How to Sell Drugs Online, which is a series that I loved actually. And I listened to a lot of music that I loved, music that I will never listen to again. Listened to everything from like K-pop to R&B, just to hear what is in the music and how people are articulating themselves, but also how they're feeling about everything. And a lot of all of that just informed everything that's now in this book. So I had a good time. But I really approached it like a project, like a research project, but also just, yeah, I think I also approached it as an opportunity to just go back to my inner child and just write for her. And yeah.
Wonderful. So thank you so much for joining me today. We have Everything We Need to Start Again, and all of Kaleka's other books are available for purchase online and in bookstores. So go grab your copy now. I have to insist.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.